hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is not in the studio today. He's taking a break. So I have to rely on the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to help me manage today's two-hour radio spectacular.
We're all gone. Everybody just go ahead and click off now.
What? Casey, come on. Step up, man. It's time
to step up, Greg. We have to have our fearless leader, CJ, or the jokes all go flat. All you'll have is bury the boater.
Well, this is true. You know, that's why I prefaced the show with this, that the amount of comedic relief that we provide today might be limited due to crew that we have.
Here he goes.
We have Casey on the air, let me ask him a question.
Okay.
Casey, did you sell your pontoon boat yet?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
See, we did our boat show. We almost sold it for you, but you already did, so I guess it's a moot point. So we got to focus on diving.
Move on, Scuba Radio.
So no boat for you right now. Is that right, Casey?
Not right now. It'd just be sitting in storage.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Once this is over and I back up speed, we'll go shopping for a new boat.
Okay. All right. So he has a goal. I mean, he's been going through some health stuff, and it's all good. It's fine. And once he gets complete with that, he'll get, you know, a new boat, new dive gear, and that kind of thing. But we got Jerry the Diver Guy with us. We got Bear the Booger. He has to switch from boater to bugger scuba.
Oh,
and then, of course, Vinny Two Tanks. And Bubble Boy with us, too, even though I can't see him.
He's still in the water.
He's still in the water there. It looks like he has a picture up.
Got up on the dock yet.
On the YouTube feed from Cape Eleuthera, actually, which I believe Captain Walt DeMartini and the Aqua Gypsy are planning to go to Cape Eleuthera here at the end of the month.
I thought they were there already.
No, they went to Costa Rica, but they're planning to go to Cape Eleuthera here in a few weeks.
They going to let them drive another scooter?
Why wouldn't they? I don't know.
I don't know. That was scary. The helmets they were wearing from
the picture that they sent you.
Well,
what do you mean? What, you don't think
that
they
was
can
Costa
ride?
Rica, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Costa Rica. What's wrong with them riding scooters, Barry?
Well, it's just they were wearing these helmets that looked like they came out of a candy machine.
Well, hell, Barry, I hardly ever wore a helmet.
Yeah, and look what happened to
that
him.
That would explain your brain damage, but you know.
At least he has an excuse. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to wear a helmet in Costa Rica when I zip line. So what's your problem, Barry?
Okay, we'll see. I mean, you guys are pretty much stating the case for why people should wear head protection, I think.
It would help Barry. I mean, you know.
If you don't wear a helmet, this could be you. Helmet. See, they're not
Barry,
even
Barry just
quick
needs
enough
to make
to
sure he has a ground wire from his
right
belt
now.
to the floor.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. So I don't get shocked.
Okay. Well, look.
Hey, there's Jimmy. Say hello.
Yep, Bubble Boy is back.
Oh,
so
he climbed out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. He dried off too.
We got a full crew. We got a lot of stuff to discuss today. And hopefully if things go as planned, which they never do. We plan to connect with Michelle Hall, like Howard and Michelle Hall, the IMAX movie buffs today. They're at the Boston Sea Rover show, which is going on in that neck of the woods this weekend. They got a big film festival tonight that Howard and Michelle are headlining. So we got a line to them. We hopefully will connect with them on the show today. You know, I talked last week a little bit about my adventures in Australia, New Zealand, and basically told the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to suck it, losers, because I did that for a whole month and it was just what you do. We've covered that base many, many a time.
Yes, but you said many.
Just to make you guys feel better. Okay, if you can see this, I don't know if you can see it on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. I'll stand up. I'm wearing my New Zealand shirt, right? That's a Kiwi with a toque and sunglasses. Looks like he's stoned. But I got this T-shirt, and I want to share this little tip if you ever go to New Zealand and visit the mud bass. I kind of touched on this last week, but I don't think I really explained the deal. Because you go to these hot spring areas in New Zealand, it's a fantastic tour, and it looks like you're walking out on another planet, and you get into these, you know, volcanic fed hot springs, and they got this mud, you cover it all over you, you know, and it makes your skin feel like it's as smooth as a baby's butt when you wash it all off. So it's
a
spa kind of treatment. But the only downside to it is the mud has a odorous kind of stank.
Odiferous.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, Vinny. You put some stank on your board shorts. And
probably sulfur.
Yeah. It doesn't smell hideous, but it leaves a stink. And, you know, they even rent bathing suits that you can do, and then you don't even have to use yours. But I made the mistake, and I'm sharing this story because hopefully someone listening right now won't make the same. If you do that, whatever you do, if you keep the bathing suit that you decide to take into the mud baths, do not wash them with the rest of your clothes.
Because
the stink just spreads like a virus. And Ooh. So my new Kiwi shirt looks awesome, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Smells like home.
Well, there you go.
The mud bass of New Zealand, slightly.
So, are you sure it's the mud bass?
Just a few more washes, Greg.
Well, let's hope. I mean, it puts a stank on it.
Buy some of those laundry beads.
I've tried everything. This thing has already been washed like five times.
I think you're doomed then.
I think you need
to wash it and hang it outside and let it dry.
Yeah. Let the sun hit it. Hey, what is with you with either slapping mud all over you or some kind of poo from some animals or slithering mud? Why do you do this?
Yeah, you got to exfoliate your pores there, Barry. It's
part of your beauty treatment.
Yeah. Duh.
Look
at my face. Look at me on YouTube, Facebook.
I don't want to. It hurts.
This doesn't just happen.
No.
There are a lot of work goes into this.
I can see.
Even for radio.
You do this, huh? Okay.
Jerry the diver guy is laughing right now because he knows it's so true. He's seen me.
Yeah. Okay.
When I haven't, you know, put any work into it.
That he just picks out each mustache here and lines them all up again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's jealous. I know. Yeah.
Was it pretty sunny when you were there? Because you look a little red in the face right now.
Oh, it was.
Oh, that's just embarrassment.
No. But the sun I got there has kind of worn off.
And, it's the kind of thing that happens to us, Barry, when we go outdoors on adventures.
Yeah.
We do outdoors to shoot captured lizards.
Iguanas.
Yes.
Lizards. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Which they are in that family, I guess. But okay. What that has to do with the mud pits of New Zealand, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But you've
mentioned before you had to go to some place on an island and have poo put all over you.
Yeah, muck. The fine mud, the volcanic ash, it's super fine, right? And supposedly it's very, very good for your skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I'm glowing red today because, you know, my pores are nice and clean and open.
Nick's a little red.
You know, the Everglades has a lot of
got a little
of
bit
muck
of a funk going on, though. Yeah, musk. A musky kind of volcanic ash vibe going on. But I don't know. Chicks dig it. Or at least Jerry the Diver guy does evidently. But that's all another issue. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.